Welcome to the July 22nd edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, in part two of her interview with ACT, Elizabeth Walsh, founder of Walsh Clinical Advisory and co-author of the Clinical Execution Blueprint, made the case that assumptions accumulated at the moment of product development decision govern everything that follows. Deferring that critical work doesn't save time, it only makes it more expensive to fix later on downstream. Up next, in a new Q&A article based on her recent video interview, Gaynor Anders, Chief Delivery Officer at Trilbee, discussed how the FDA's single pivotal trial shift requires portfolio-level recruitment with shared budgets and cross-functional collaboration, replacing siloed study teams. Success demands technology integration between patient recruitment platforms and CTMS systems, enabling end-to-end analytics, alongside true partnership between sponsors, CROs, and recruitment providers to move patients through the complete funnel. And last but not least, in a Q&A on one of our sister publications, Pharmaceutical Technology, Jeffrey Mockney of Abzena and Anna McMahon of Solaris discussed how risk-based quality frameworks must be embedded into process design from the outset rather than treated as operational overlays. Implementing these frameworks requires cross-functional quality review boards, a risk-aware culture, and rigorous data integrity to establish clear linkages between manufacturing unit ops and clinical performance. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping clinical operations and drug development.